Reading, take an inflation vacation with Black Bear Diner's 7 new weekday dinner deals, starting at just $9.99. Tasty fish tacos, creamy fettuccine carbonara, steak and fries, a crispy chicken dinner, beef stroganoff, and more. Serve Monday through Friday after 4 p.m. Escape inflation's grip on your wallet and set the table tonight with good old-fashioned family food at your friendly Black Bear Diner in Reading on Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio, the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
Hey, we're Armstrong and Getty. We're featuring our podcast, One More Thing. Find it wherever you find all your podcasts.
So I came across this in the Washington Post about Swedish death cleaning, kind of, sort of. It's a variation on this theme that we've heard from, like, what's her face, the Marie Kondo lady. Remember her? That was all about, you know, hold everything in your hand, and if you don't cherish it, get rid of it. Neatness, your home should be neat all the time, blah, blah, blah. And then she had a kid and said, yeah, F this.
Yeah, that's the best part of that story, is she was anti-clutter, and how. And then she had kids and decided, yeah, you can't keep up with this. It's impossible.
Yeah, all that stuff I said before, forget it. Anyway, so the story opens up, as all stories must, with this lady whose mom passed away. One-bedroom apartment, mostly clean and tidy, so we thought it'd be manageable when she passed. We were wrong. And then they get into the racks and racks of clothes, many unworn in years, kitchen cabinets stacked with pots and plastic storage containers, bulk orders of tissues and hot sauce. Each item on its own wasn't unreasonable, but the aggregate proved overwhelming. For several painful weeks, we gave things away, sometimes with labels still on them. During a garage sale, Pete Pill carted off thousands of dollars in goods. We piled the driveway high with stuff, then posted to buy nothing groups. So I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah,
I understand, like, free stuff, but...
Yeah, that's what it is. It's social media. It's the buy nothing. It's just basically, this is for free. Come pick it up. Whatever.
Okay.
Finally, we paid a crew and multiple trucks to pick up the rest. And then they go into this reality show that this chick does, The Gentle Art of Swedish Death Cleaning, which is one of the worst titles I've ever heard for any piece of entertainment ever. But it was inspired by a best-selling book by this 89-year-old Swedish woman who talks about not getting caught up in material things. You are not your stuff. Letting go of the stuff. Not letting it accumulate, and how much that helps you, because clutter is linked to stress and anxiety and depression,
man,
and all sorts of stuff.
I believe that. I hope I am not my stuff. Looking at my garage, I'm a mess.
Yeah, any examples?
I have just so much crap. Just crap.
Know, yeah, I'm a bit of a hoarder, and it's weird.
I don't think I am. You actually, you like hoard stuff?
No, a bit of a hoarder. I have clothes I don't wear. I'm probably, almost certainly not going to wear. But I don't get rid of them. I feel this pain getting rid of them.
I don't think I have that. I have there's probably in that big closet full of clothes some I do want to keep. I'm not going to go through them all, so I just keep them all. Those boxes in the garage, there's some stuff in there I don't want to throw out. So,
yeah,
I'm going to keep it all.
I'll do cleaning, and I'll find myself almost feeling an emotional attachment to maybe the memory that T-shirt has, like a band T-shirt or something from a show. Or I'll get frustrated with myself with a certain item and going, Kate, you don't need to keep this. It is Totally irrelevant, but it was attached to something I did.
This is probably universal, but the really tough ones are kid stuff. I mean, you can't keep every clothing item every kid ever had, or book, or toy. But God dang it, throwing some of that stuff out seems like just wrong. How do I get rid of this book that I read to my kids every night for years during the greatest moments? I can't keep them all. I don't need 80 books. 80 books.
We kept a bunch, you know, assuming nieces and nephews and grandkids or whatever would be in the picture eventually, and have given some away to other parents because that feels good.
The clothes. I see a T-shirt and I think, oh, I remember when Sam would wear this, but I can't keep all the shirts.
Well, there are so many memories that they trigger. I get that, but that's defensible to me. Some shirt that I'm just not going to wear probably. It's just weird. I think I've always thought it's probably because, you know, and I didn't grow up poor, but we were far from rich. And, you know, I was wearing hand-me-downs and stuff. And the idea of a nice new shirt was like really, really cool. And so it's hard for me to, I don't know. Anyway.
There's a certain pain in knowing you paid $50 for something and now it's worthless. That is also something going on in your brain.
You know, it's funny. I don't really, that doesn't bother me as much.
I bought this shirt and I'm going to give it away.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense, I realize.
Then they go into, each product we buy on average accounts for roughly 6.3 times its weight in carbon emissions.
Whatever.
Yeah, I really don't give a crap.
Shut up.
They had to go there.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so on to Swedish death cleaning, or dursteening. I don't even know what that letter is, much less how to say it. It isn't about clearing out closets. It's about rethinking your relationships with things. Rather than making do with less, it's about getting more from the things that make you happy.
I had a buddy who was so good at this with clothes. Like when we were in college, I had a closet full of clothes that I was never going to wear again. That I've been toting around. And he was good at, like, these are the two pairs of pants I'm going to wear this summer. These are the three cool shirts I like. And that's it. He got rid of everything else. And he was, I wish I could do that.
So death cleaning happens to agree with scientists' understanding of our relationship with things and why we're loath to part with them. Decades of research have shown that we subconsciously see our possessions as physical extensions of ourselves.
Mm.
Losing them feels like an amputation because in our minds it is. We're attached to our belongings because we identify them, says a researcher in Dublin. This can veer into pathology such as hoarding. Belongings become so fused with the sense of self that people lose the ability to differentiate between, say, the value of saving a wedding ring, or a candy wrapper. Wow, now that's pathological. Instead of our possessions offering, quote, a vital receptacle for our memories and identities, researchers say they become a fortress, physical barriers to ward off feelings of insecurity and loneliness. Wow.
Yeah,
now, this is crazy.
I don't doubt some of this. I think my problem is mostly laziness. Some laziness.
You're crazy busy.
Yeah, right? I'm too busy to go through a bunch of boxes in my garage to see what I want to throw out or not. That's what's slowing me down.
Have you ever watched the show Hoarders?
There's a clear line between what we're talking about and them.
Right, but the way that their emotions spike so much when they do try to get rid of things, that's absolutely mental.
My youngest kid has a little bit of that. He's definitely got more of that than is good. He just, his attachment to some things is a little scary.
Wow. Well, I'm glad you're all enjoying this as I psychoanalyze myself, because this is crazy. His research, the guy we cited earlier, shows that materialism, a tendency to seek out possessions for status or approval, is unequivocally associated with more loneliness and less happiness. But not all possessions are equal. Things acquired for their beauty, utility, or their association with positive experiences and social relationships don't show the same correlation.
That's interesting.
My grandmother's garden knife, for example, every time I hold it, the smooth hickory handle, polished over a half century, resurrects blissful childhood hours spent in her Florida garden, et cetera, et cetera. It's a good thing to have a few reminders, symbolic of meaning, et cetera, et cetera. Yet I'm willing to bet many things in your home, as in mine, are neither useful, beautiful, nor sentimental. So, moving on. How does death cleaning work? Things that take up space in our minds, as well as our attics and garages, blah, blah, blah. By clarifying what's important and what's not, you make room. Your loved ones can receive what you might like before you go, relieving them of the burden of cleaning up once you're gone. This might seem hard. Who wants to give their stuff away right now? But holding on until the very end or buying still more proves to be the bigger burden. Sad and morbid is a good description of what it is like to amass a bunch of stuff and not really appreciate it. Okay. So start with the easy stuff. Begin with large or duplicate items first, then finish with the small and sentimental. Clothes are an excellent place to start since many of them have little practical or sentimental use. Photographs, personal papers, and letters are the hardest to clear out.
I've got, like, my sock drawer has got, I don't know how many pairs of socks are in there, 30 pairs of socks. I wear the same 10 pair on top. The bottom 20 pair I never wear and I'm never going to wear because of the style or color or the worn out or whatever. Why don't I throw those out?
I have enough socks, including the other day I was asking Jack about what length socks somebody was wearing, and you reacted as if I was some sort of sock connoisseur to have
right.
different lengths.
You're a sock sommelier.
Yeah, in a way, yeah. So I've got the no-shows, I've got the ankle, I've got the mid-calf, etc. I have enough socks that if our washing machine broke down, never mind that, if it were outlawed, I would not have to wear a dirty pair of socks for 3.5 months.
Oh, that's a lot of socks.
Maybe more.
That'd be 100 pair of socks.
Something like that.
Wow, that's a lot of socks. I thought I had more than I need.
I have multiple drawers with socks. I got white socks. I got no-shows like to play golf in. To minimize my weird golf tan, what your son charmingly refers to as morgue feet.
It's a good term.
Then I have a drawer full of black and like black and dark blue athletic socks. Then I've got my dress socks. Then I've got my like woolly winter socks for when we had our mountain place being up in the snow a lot. We aren't anymore. I have enough socks to wear for many months.
Gosh, getting those to match up when doing the laundry must just be infuriating. It's all socks.
Yeah, except, you know, as Jack indicates, in the space of 2 weeks, I wear 2 weeks' worth of socks, so it's not that many. And again, it's inexplicable to have as many socks as I have since we have a functioning washer and dryer.
Are you emotionally attached to them?
No. No. It's like...
Good, because that would be weird.
That would be very weird. No, they're socks. I'm not crazy. But there is a weird, it's a difficult impulse to explain. It's like I might need this, or I might wish I had this.
Mm.
And I don't know where it comes from. Again, I did not grow up in North Korea. I did not fight my brother to the death for a grain of rice.
Or one remaining sock.
Yeah, I don't know. I honestly don't understand it.
Hey, when you match up your socks, do you do what I do? And if the colors are close enough, you know, if they're dark blue or you know black, do you just put them together?
No,
or
because I'm not a psychopath.
That's fair.
No, I mean usually I do the exact same color, but if they're you know they've been one's been washed more than the other, one looks a little lighter than the other.
How would one get washed more than the other?
Yeah, you're talking nonsense. What you're doing is putting mismatched socks together and calling them a match. They're not.
All right.
I won't call a man a woman. I will not call a navy blue sock a black sock because I'm not a liar.
How many bodies dissolving and how many barrels do you have in your garage? Because that's the work of a psychopath, putting mismatched socks together.
Eh, boy.
But so the whatever the weird name is of this thing you're talking about, the death cleaning or whatever, is it basically the idea that you got to be ruthless and just get rid of stuff you don't need?
It's not ruthless exactly. They talk about
God, I would love to do that. It's so relaxing for me to even think about doing that. Like getting rid of all the stuff in my closet I never wear. Everything in the drawers I don't use anymore. Everything in the closets that we never use. Oh, it's just it fills me with relaxation and happy chemicals. Yet I'm not going
to
do
it. I would agree. But I do it, and it's an excuse to go buy new stuff.
Mm.
And they suggest it's not being ruthless. It's being thoughtful. Before bringing something into my home, I now think about its fate, this person writes. How will I feel living with it? Will someone else ever want it? Is it worth it? By recognizing the stories I tell about my stuff, it has made it easier to let go of old things or avoid buying new ones without losing a bit of myself. I so need a shrink. Or, wait a minute, no, you go to a shrink, all they do is give you drugs. So, I so need drugs.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Philo's got a world of entertainment for you to explore with just one subscription. Sign up today and start watching all the networks you love, like A&E, MTV, Discovery, VH1, TLC, Lifetime, Hallmark Channel, and so much more. Featuring current seasons of all the best drama, true crime, reality, and family-friendly shows you can't afford to miss. And with up to 3 streams at once, you'll never have to fight about what to watch. Get started today and unlock our library of over 75,000 movies and shows, and save all your favorites with the unlimited DVR, so you can rewatch them anytime, anywhere, for up to a year. Philo now includes access to AMC Plus. You can discover your next obsession from its collection of hit originals like Mad Men, The Walking Dead, Killing Eve, Orphan Black, and tons of blockbuster movies. There are no contracts, no commitments, and no hassles. For just $28 a month, Philo's a better way to watch TV. So what are you waiting for? Visit philo.tv and sign up today to start your 7-day free trial. That's philo.tv.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Dinosaurs have taken over Turtle Bay Museum with Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals. Open now through September 2nd, featuring large-scale animatronics and life-size models of dinosaurs, hands-on activities, and more. Journey back in time and explore the end of dinosaur reign in this highly interactive and educational exhibition from Stage 9 Exhibits. Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals, on display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hey, Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the local.
It's the Armstrong and Getty Show featuring our podcast, One More Thing. Download it, subscribe to it, wherever you like to get podcasts.
So it's a big hippie festival in middle of nowhere, Nevada.
I don't know that it's a hippie festival. It's a festival of living outside the rigors and bounds of everyday society, a chance to cut loose a little bit and relax in the desert with like-minded fellows and gals.
None of us have been. So you haven't been, Katie?
I have not. I wanted to go, but I've never made it.
Michael, if I remember correctly, you'd never been to San Diego until fairly recently. So,
yeah,
I don't think you've been to
Running Man's kind of out of the question.
I've been to the beach, but that's about it. Most stand I've seen.
I don't even like most camping because, as a man who enjoys a cocktail before bed, and by a cocktail, well, I always have to get up and pee in the middle of the night, and I'm afraid of being eaten by a bear.
Yeah, I didn't know where you're going with that. I was going to say, you enjoy cocktails, you don't like camping. Camping is always super heavy on the drinking. You start, like, really early and go all that. That's like the whole camping thing.
Well, right.
Based on most of my camping.
I needed to embrace the jug. But the pee jug. But most of my camping experience was with my wife and kids, and that just didn't seem to be a good idea.
Hmm. Peeing in a jug.
Yeah, but I remain uneaten by bears, so I guess it worked out all right.
Husband peed in a jug, left it in my car, found it this weekend. That was a lot of fun.
Oh, you guys know. TMI, really TMI.
Well, this is a perfect place to tell this story. I got two good stories around this. So one. I'm driving from Charlotte, North Carolina to Nashville to catch a concert, and I'm running kind of late, and I need to pee, and I don't want to pull over, and so I have a Gatorade bottle, and I thought, you know what, I'm gonna pee in the Gatorade bottle while I'm driving, and what I learned is, the volume of urine that comes out of you is a lot more than you think it is, because the Gatorade bottle filled up like that, and then it was just pee going everywhere. It was horrible.
Charming story. So, it's a shame it's over.
So then the other story is this. My poor son with his anxiety problems, he went through a year or two period where he had to pee like every 30 seconds.
Oh, poor lad.
Oh, it was horrible.
I'm so glad that's not the case anymore because I remember how difficult that was.
It was horrible. Yeah. We had pads all around the house. He was a pretty little kid. We had pads all over the house. He just, from nervousness, he'd just constantly have to pee. And so it was just... Anyway, so I'd carry a bottle, water bottles, just like you drink out of, in the car, and he'd pee in the water bottle all the time, because he can't pull over every time he needs to pee. Literally, like, every minute sometimes, so he can't go anywhere. So I had I'm driving to work one morning, and I grab my water bottle and take a swig, and
one
of those bottles.
No! I thought the first story was terrible.
And I took a big old gulp of...
Old salty.
Oh! Good morning.
Yeah, that was rough. It took me like a half a second to realize, you know, you get hit with this isn't water, then, I know what it is. And then just the revulsion at what it was.
No, we're all feeling it right now.
God, it took me a long time to stop spitting and rinsing out my mouth after that.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Get more Jack, more Joe.
Podcasts and our hot links
at armstrongandgetty.com.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Did you know your life insurance is an asset you can sell? I'm Jay Jackson, CEO of Abacus Life.
For almost 20 years, Abacus has been purchasing life insurance policies from seniors just like you. And at abacuspays.com, we've created a free policy value calculator so you can find out the worth of your policy in just seconds. There are no fees and no obligations. Get real value from your life insurance when you need it with Abacus. Learn more at abacuspays.com.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. On sale now, all tomatoes, peppers, cantaloupe, and watermelon plants are half price right now. Hurry in for the best selection. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, crepe myrtles, and majestic trees, along with roses and ground coverings. All 1 gallon or larger are all on sale, and all bagged soil amendments. Don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Come check them out. The easiest way to find them is on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road, across the street from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Open Tuesday through Saturday. You don't want to miss this sale.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the
Hi friends, RC from Tobacco and Brew with this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Toscano's Master Age Cigars. For all those who enjoy Kentucky fire-cured tobacco comes Toscano's Premium Blend. Micro-fermented, flame-cured, aged, then aged an additional 360 days, all under the daily watch of an affinatore. Some have called this Toscano's Masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Success starts with a single step. At Shasta College, we can help you take that next step forward towards a new career or transfer to a four-year university with your first 2 years done. We have 75 years of experience helping students just like you build their future and realize their dreams. So, what do you want for your future? Success starts at Shasta College. Enroll today. Fall semesters begin August 19th. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
This is the Armstrong and Getty Show, featuring our podcast, One More Thing. Get it wherever you like to get podcasts.
This story out of California, I guess this is a problem in a number of different states, but this particular lawsuit is in California. If you're a nurse, or you work at a hospital, for instance, in any capacity, really, but you have your PhD, do you get to call yourself Dr. So-and-so? If I have a PhD in history, but I work at a hospital,
yes.
Do I get to call myself
clearly,
Dr. Jack
yes.
Armstrong?
Yes.
Well, apparently you can't. In a lot of states, that's against the law. It's not as clear in California, and this woman who was told not to call herself doctor anymore, she's a nurse, but she introduces herself as Dr. So-and-so and has that on her little tag and signs things that way. It confuses the patients, obviously. And she is told not to do that. She is suing, saying, you know, hey, I worked really hard. I spent a lot of money. I got this degree. This is the title. I get to call myself this. And so they're trying to work that out.
I would suggest that the further it is from medical science or science at all, the more enthusiastic I am about this idea. You have a PhD in women's studies. You ought to call yourself doctor in the hospital. And walk into patients' rooms, and they say, doctor, I don't know if this drug is working. You'd say, well, I wouldn't know. I don't know anything about medicine. And then walk out again and leave them wondering, what the hell is going on here?
But I can tell you about Napoleon's loss at Waterloo, because that's what I have my PhD in.
Wow. The whole, I got a PhD, so you got to call me doctor.
You know, I've known a few, I've known quite a few people with PhDs, but I've only known a few that really trotted out a lot. Usually it's only when it's contextually makes sense. Like if you're having a meeting about business and you got somebody there who's got a PhD in business, to introduce them as Dr. So-and-so went to Stanford, that's perfectly fine.
Yeah, it's a stretch.
But that's not even necessary. But they're just like regularly casual, you're out for dinner and you introduce yourself as Dr. So-and-so. Come on.
Well, how about freaking Dr. Jill Biden?
Exactly what I was thinking.
She's got, a PhD in library or something? Library science or whatever it is, English?
I've had more acquaintances or friends that actually kind of hide the fact that they have a PhD, unless it, like, really comes up in conversation and you would kind of get into a weird territory to not mention it. They don't mention it because of the way it comes off. So this particular woman who's suing California to be able to call herself doctor, since she always tells patients as a nurse when she goes in there and they say, hi, Dr. Janine. I have her name here, but doesn't matter. And she says, I'm not a medical doctor. I have my PhD in something else. My first thought would be, then why do you call yourself doctor in a freaking hospital? Wouldn't that be your first thought?
There's
this woman
a lot
sounds
to hate
annoying.
In this stuff. Yeah. amen to that.
I don't know. Seems pretty odd. You know what you're doing. Quit pretending you don't know what you're doing, walking around a hospital with a badge that says Dr. So-and-so on it.
I can't remember. Did you tell us what her PhD is in?
No,
I'm only mildly interested. I just...
Had that in front of me, and I don't remember.
I'm just curious how ridiculous it is.
What about DJs who refer to themselves as doctors?
Should they be allowed to identify themselves thusly in a hospital?
Dr. Johnny Fever.
I have spun many platters to get this nickname. I deserve credit for it.
She has a doctorate of nursing practice, whatever that is.
Well, that's funny. I'm a doctor of nursing.
That's weird. I'm a nursing of doctor. You want to go out sometime? Anyway.
Wow.
I would just say this, if you have a PhD, and you probably know this, most people, I think the vast majority of people, kind of roll their eyes if you introduce yourself as Dr. So-and-so, or your wife does, or husband does, or whatever. All right? I think most people do.
They make fun of you after you leave, certainly.
I like what Joe said. She basically has this, she has a doctorate, and it's the highest level of nurse training, is what I'm saying. Yeah. So she's doctor nurse.
Yeah. Are you someone who can fix my knee or take out my gallbladder? No? Well, then shut up. I agree with you, Katie. Woman sounds annoying.
I'm a doctor of nursing. That's so funny. I'm trying to think, is there anything like, anything similar to that?
I don't know. It is a pretty unique.
Doctor of nursing. It'd be like I'm an engineer of... No, there's nothing analogous.
I don't think so.
Because a nurse is kind of sort of an assistant to doctors.
I'm the president of vice presidents? I don't know.
Yeah. 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 I'm the president of the Vice President's Association.
I don't know that that's something I would walk around pointing out every day. That's why I think she's obnoxious. What is, you know, what good is she doing herself or anyone else she encounters?
So you're super well educated in your profession. Good for you. Go out and prove it. That's fine.
I'm the captain of the second mates division. So moving on to Disney. I haven't heard what this is, but it's labeled as the Secrets of Disney World. I've never been to Disney World. Maybe I'll learn something here.
One, at Magic Kingdom, all cast members are empowered to create magical moments. These are designed for if you see a kid lose their turkey leg to a seagull, you can go get them a brand new one for free. Have you ever seen a janitor move trash through the park? The answer is no. That would destroy the magic. Every trash can that you see is not actually a trash can, but a chute that goes directly into Disney's trash compactor system called the Utilidor. Nobody throws up at Disney World. That's gross. They have protein spills, and every cast member has protein spill powder. You throw it on top of the throw-up, it dries it up, and the janitor will come and clean it up a few minutes later. I would have to call Child Protective Services, the police, and Disney management at least once a month while working at Space Mountain. Why? Their parents thought it would be a great idea to wait in a 2.5-hour line to get onto Space Mountain and leave their kid out front. Well, by the time they get off that ride, the police greet them, and no one leaves happy, and it's not very magical.
Wow.
So, a couple of things. One, I think we need to start editing TikTok clips to put space between thoughts. I understand why they do it on TikTok, but for me, my mind, I get interested in something, and then you hit with me with something else. And
okay, I can do that.
It like ruins
spaces.
It for me. Well, just like a beat.
So I got boomer brain.
Maybe I have boomer brain. Yeah. I mean, because TikTok's the most successful thing ever. I guess young people can handle that, but I hear it, and like, well, that's it, and then they're on to the next thing. Anywho, I didn't know that, so you don't see janitors going to empty the garbage bins, which is kind of gross, because it goes down into a chute. All right. Interesting. They call vomiting protein spills.
And every cast member has the powder. Got a utility belt like Batman?
Right. Ready to throw a little powder on the protein spill immediately.
Little puke powder.
And then there were a couple other things in there I wanted to comment on, but my boomer brain couldn't comprehend them because it was coming at me so fast.
Well, you have the people leaving their kid to fend for themselves, their little kid, as they wait 2.5 hours for a ride. Just sit there on the bench, Jenny. I'll be back.
I did wait with my kids for, I think, 2.5 hours for the Mario ride at Nintendo Land, or whatever that thing is called. Is that what it's called, Nintendo Land? I don't even know what it's called.
No clue.
Universal Studios Nintendo World. Yeah, it's what it's called.
Yeah,
and the Mario ride, which it had just opened, and it was like the hottest thing going. And if it's amazing.
But there goes half your day, right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's a lot of your day. But that's why we went. The reason we went was to ride that ride. So.
And it was all 30-year-olds, right?
A lot of 30-year-olds in costume. A lot of 30-year-olds by themselves in costume.
Oh, boy.
That I don't get.
No.
That makes me sad.
But I would say that it was the quickest moving 2.5 hours I've ever done in my life. I mean, I don't think I stood for more than a few seconds. You're kind of constantly shuffling or walking.
And they, usually in the Disney style, and this was their genius, you come across something interesting and entertaining as you're waiting.
Yeah, you walk through the castle. So you'd go up these stairs around a corner, and then you're in a room, and there's a couple of things to look at. And then you go down this stair and then turn a corner, and hey, there's something interesting. So it went by fairly quickly. I don't know, whoever invented that, that was very clever. They understood psychology in an amazing way. But I don't know that I'd ever do it again. My one kid said it was absolutely worth it. And my other kid said... He was a teenager. Of course, nothing's worth it to him.
Right.
By definition, as a teenager, nothing's cool, nothing's worth it.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Quick question for you. What if you happen to miss this unbelievable radio program?
The answer is easy, friends. Just download our podcast, Armstrong and Getty On Demand. It's the podcast version of the broadcast show, available anytime, any day, every single podcast platform known to man.
Download it now, Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
When it comes to protecting your loved ones, you need a home security system you can trust.
SimpliSafe Home Security combines cutting-edge technology with a customer-first approach for award-winning protection.
SimpliSafe earns your trust every day by keeping you safe and satisfied, but never locked into a contract.
Get 20% off your SimpliSafe system when you sign up for Fast Protect Monitoring at simplisafe.com/Armstrong. That's simplisafe.com/Armstrong to save 20%. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Your pet isn't just a pet. They're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement, adding back key nutrients to your pup's health. Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at dinovite.com/radio. That's dinovite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Did you ever get a weird feeling in your chest and think, it's probably nothing, but what if it's not? I did. I used to worry about my heart all the time, but now I have my CardioMobile 6L, the most advanced personal EKG device available. My CardioMobile records a medical-grade EKG through my fingertips, right to my phone. It's FDA cleared, and it gives me 6 views of my heart, which is more than any smartwatch. And I can send my EKG right to my doctor if I need to. I still get those feelings in my chest sometimes. But I've replaced the worry with my CardioMobile 6L.
And you can too. Right now, for a limited time, you can get 20% off your CardioMobile 6L by using the code 20HEARTDEAL. Go to Cardia.com. That's K-A-R-D-I-A.com. Or Amazon. And use code 20HEARTDEAL. That's 20HEARTDEAL to get 20% off your CardioMobile 6L. Hurry, this deal won't last.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. The Battle Creek Bridge crosses Battle Creek on Jelly's Ferry Road. The north side of the bridge is in Shasta County and the south side is in Tehama County. It was built in 1911, is 152 feet long, and was engineered by Robert L. Reading, son of Major Reading. In 1984, a new bridge was built on its east side because it was too narrow, load-limited, and posted for less than current legal loads. The old bridge was left in place and today is listed on the National Register of Historic Places. A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. To find out more about Dottie Smith, go to the Shasta County Historical Society.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal here, inviting you to come gather around the table with us tonight at 5 p.m. for an exciting time of sharing timing tricks and tempting morsels of culinary insights to help you expand your home meal menus and impress your family and friends. We've got flavor, food, and culinary facts right here on Cooking Like a Pro on KCNR Radio.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. We'd just like to thank Redding Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, featuring our podcast, One More Thing. Download it, subscribe to it, wherever you like to get podcasts.
I angered some people by not taking Nikki Haley seriously enough or something. I feel like I've taken her fairly seriously from the beginning, but...
I can vouch for that. He has, yes.
Mm-hmm. But I guess if you don't do it every single time and somebody only hears one comment, like me commenting on her dress today, I feel like that's the only thing I've ever thought about her. She was wearing a red dress, and I said, man, that's some nice dress. In defense of Jack, red is a bold color for a politician to wear. It is. If you wear a bright red dress, I assume you're trying to draw some attention to yourself, but...
Isn't there some forbidding of doing that in the Book of Leviticus or something like that? Wearing a red dress?
But this person went on to say, if a man made a speech wearing a red suit, I'll bet you would have mentioned that first as well. And then women get that you have all the options for all these different clothes you can wear. If Mitt Romney came out in a bright red suit, I mean, the first thing anybody said, holy crap. Look
like
at that
he's
suit.
Sinbad or something, yes.
For instance, or a professional pool player or something, I don't know.
It's always struck me, you see the Senate chamber or the House chamber, and you have every single guy in a dark suit, a white or light blue shirt, and a red or blue tie. Every single damn one of them. And then you've got the many colors of the rainbow of the gals. They're wearing white and yellow and red and blue and whatever they want.
Yeah, dresses, pantsuits, brooches, no brooches. You got all the options to you if you're a woman,
mm-hmm.
Katie. But only.
Love
of
it.
Course, the downside is, I know I've heard women say this before, is I got to come up with something to wear where you get to just throw on a suit and always
yes.
call yourself dressed up.
Correct.
Which is handy.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, especially because it's also simpler. You have your pants, your shirt, your jacket, which is what you guys wear usually anyway.
I wear a suit to work most every day, and it is easier than dressing casual to wear a suit.
Oh, yeah, absolutely true. If you have two suits, you've covered it. If you have three, you're trying too hard. And the other thing is about suits is you can gain 5 pounds, lose 5 pounds. They fit fine.
Yeah, I got four suits I rotate, a bunch of dress shirts. It's super easy to dress. But if I was trying to dress up without a suit, that'd take a lot of money and time.
Yeah, and dresses are not forgiving, guys. I'll tell you that. Those things do not give.
Either it fits the way it did when you bought it or not.
Yes, and it'll never fit that way again.
Yeah, interesting.
Dope.
Yeah, I've not had that situation.
Haven't tried on many dresses, huh?
So the CIA has done a lot of wacky things throughout the years, and a whole bunch of it has been declassified because after 25 years or 30 years or 50 years, there are different rules for different levels of stuff. Some of this stuff comes out. Some of this I've heard before. Some of this I'd never heard before. Like all this stuff about the ways we tried to kill Fidel Castro, I've heard many, many times.
Oh, a classic.
We actually did try to poison his cigars or have exploding cigars and kill him, or at least considered it. And a bunch of other stuff. But some of this new stuff I had not heard. The Osama bin Laden demon toy. The plan after 9/11 was to make figurines that looked like Osama bin Laden and give them to kids in South Asia. After being left in the sun for a certain amount of time, its face would peel off to reveal a demon-like vision with red skin, green eyes, and black markings. The objective was to scare kids and their parents so bin Laden and Al-Qaeda would lose support.
Points Whoa. For creativity.
Jeez.
How about a, stick with me now. How about a melting faced demon figurine?
Sounds like they were on some bad acid.
Yeah. Wow.
There are no bad ideas, Joe. Let's go with the Osama bin Laden demon face. This one's from the Cold War, but I don't think I'd heard this one before. The Cold War condom drop plan. CIA operatives drew up a plan to have packets of extra large condoms labeled small dropped on the USSR. The idea was to lower their morale.
That would work.
Wow, I can't. This small condom's still way too big for me.
Wow, my must be tiny compared to the West.
You know, with this tiny I see no reason to fight for the motherland. If I had a giant I would lay down my life gladly for this
right,
corrupt
and
regime.
Fight till the end, yes.
But with this minuscule I am just going home.
Right. This is a devilish plan.
That's hilarious.
Wow.
The acoustic kitty. They basically put a microphone and a radio and a cat and released it in the Soviet embassy to wander around eavesdropping since nobody suspects a wandering cat.
Wow. Wow. Poor cat.
All of these ideas just sound like somebody was really high to me.
Yeah, they really do, dude. What if you're to, like, put a microphone up a cat and then turn it loose because nobody's going to think a cat's a spy? Oh,
dude.
Most.
What if the cat spy pooped out the mic, dude? Then it'd totally be busted. What are they going to do, question the cat, man?
Most.
Cat pervert.
Most places of work I've been in, you just don't ignore wandering stray cats in the hallways.
Oh, it was look, a different time.
Another stray cat. Anyway, Jim, as I was saying, the place to attack the United States is...
Oh, boy.
But this is the one I wanted to get on because it backs up a belief. Hitler and I agree on one thing, and that is modern art is bogus.
Wow.
But modern art as a CIA weapon back during the 60s. The CIA noticed that artists tend to lean towards socialism and communism. They realized the best way to prevent this or discredit these political positions was to make them wealthy so that they would be more invested in capitalism. To do this, the CIA anonymously bought modern art pieces, no matter how nonsensical, for very high prices, making a whole bunch of modern artists rich so they would embrace capitalism. So a lot of that modern art that got successful and sold was a CIA plot, not some discerning art collector.
Hmm.
That makes the cat mic sound like a really good idea. I mean, good Lord. Really? What the? Wow.
Sounds like a massive waste of money.
I know what we'll do. I mean, what if they just, donated to the Communist Party? I mean,
I don't like
that's
that one.
Just, that is weak.
So you like the cat microphone store better than the...
Big fan of that one.
Buying modern art.
Huge fan.
I'm not a fan.
Did they give any specific examples?
No.
I mean, like... Was Andy Warhol entirely a product of the CIA's, writing checks?
Nobody had any interest in those soup cans except for the CIA. Could be. I don't know. Doesn't say.
Wow. Wow. How interesting.
Cat microphone. That's your favorite idea.
Yeah.
For a number of reasons.
Exactly.
Of course, the way they walk around with their tails up in the air, you could a camera,
Yes, shot.
Yes. When he turns that toward you, that's a camera.
It's a wide angle.
Well, it has to be. Yeah.
I'm here live. I'm not a cat.
Gotcha.
Says the cat wandering around the embassy.
Armstrong and Getty.
These statements have not been reviewed by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do these three words make you cringe? Calcium oxalate stones. If so, then this message will be a huge relief, because now there's a kidney health supplement that has shown in laboratory tests to reduce the rate of calcium oxalate crystal growth by 99%. That's right, 99%. It's called KidneyCop, Calcium Oxalate Protector, and nothing else comes close to its success. In fact, it has a 100% satisfaction guarantee. KidneyCop is so innovative, it's been awarded 5 U.S. patents, is recommended by doctors and pharmacists, and is winning rave reviews from people all over the country. You can be one of them. KidneyCop is super affordable. You can purchase affordable KidneyCop today by visiting Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com. If you cringe when you hear the words calcium oxalate and you worry about reoccurrence, then you need KidneyCop right away. Purchase KidneyCop today at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.